The title of your new album is Tell Me How You Really Feel. Who's that directed to, and is this album your way of telling them?
I think the title is quite kind of me asking people I'm close to and or not close to, people asking me. It's earnest and it's sarcastic at the same time. I think it probably just depends on the day or how you interpret it. But I quite like that there's no one kind of solid feeling for it.
I was wondering if a little bit of that was directed at yourself.
Oh, yeah. You know, people I'm close to and friends. And I think it's just one of those things I've always had trouble with, expressing myself and communicating honestly about things. A lot of this album was trying to study that and understand it.
I was listening to the record and I felt your music was really reassuring me. It was kind of getting me through something. And it starts in this negative, really anxious space, gets super angry in the middle, and then it ends on an optimistic note. Was that your experience writing the record?
Strangely enough, it was. And when I did the track listing, I think the track listing is a bit more energetic and kind of musical and feel, not so much the journey of the story. I mean, I didn't really intend it that way, but it definitely, once I decided, and Jen helped me with the track listing, we went on this road trip in America and we kept figuring it out until it was perfect, and it was a really happy accident, I think, and I'm really glad it starts out on that really kind of hopeless song. And
I mean, the title, Hopelessness, that
yeah.
Jumble of words as well.
You know, that song and that the silliness of that title is about trying to find hope in a kind of hopeless situation. So it starts there and it makes that journey.
Do you feel almost like you needed to write these songs to reassure yourself?
I think some of it was kind of started out being for other people, and I would write songs, or not songs, I kind of write letters almost to people. And, you know, when you're kind of having a thing with someone and you don't know how to express to them what you're feeling, and I don't know if anyone else does this, but like I write down and as if it's a letter, as if that's what I want to say to them, and then I never give it to them and probably never talk to them about it. But that's how a lot of these songs started, and some of it just feeling or just observing this kind of pain that I saw people in that I cared about, and trying to understand it and how to feel it.
I read that you went into a writer's block, starting more songs than you were finishing. Was it hard going back to writing off the back of such a huge couple of years? What was going on there?
Yeah, I think again, it comes and goes. It's always been a bit like that. I was probably just at a low confidence situation. I think getting back to the kind of purpose of writing and not focusing on the outcome, kind of focusing on the process and the keeping on showing up.
People often give you credit for being a good songwriter, but you're also a great guitarist. Do you maybe kind of feel overlooked there?
Thanks.
It's true. I mean, you look at all those guitar magazines, the covers of those, and that persona of a guitar rock god is always male.
For sure. There's so many great guitarists that are not males. Definitely feel like touring the last couple of years is, and just doing all those different things has kind of forced me to learn more and step up. And yeah, it would be so great if there was some more women on guitar magazine.
On the first single, Nameless, Faceless, I think you do address some of that conversation around male chauvinism, and you start off being sympathetic towards this character who's seemingly an internet troll. But during the chorus, you reference Margaret Atwood. Men are afraid that women will laugh at them. Women are afraid that men will kill them. And I know the lyrics came a little later for this song, but what came first, the internet trolls and kind of addressing those feelings, or, you know, that experience of walking home with keys between your fingers?
So many of these songs started off as just piles of writing, and it was all of these ideas that kept reoccurring, and that was a common conversation with friends and just one of those common fears. So I think that the quote maybe came first while I was reading a news article one day, but Margaret Atwood wasn't referenced, or not that I noticed. The line just really stood out to me, how powerful it was, and then I think it inspired other thoughts of really devastating stories I'd read about domestic violence, and somehow the connecting line of how that violence escalates from words to physical.
Let's talk about the album artwork. It's a Polaroid mm-hmm. photo that you took of yourself, and I think it's actually the first time I've seen a photo that close of your face and the first time you yourself have been featured on artwork for any of your music. There's something that feels very personal about it. What was different this time, having a photo of yourself on your album and even on the single artworks as well?
All of my other albums and EPs, and I'd have always kind of been drawing and illustrating in tandem with the writing and music making, and I just hadn't been doing that recently. When I got around to doing the artwork, I was looking around my desk and trying to find stuff to use, and I found this series of Polaroids I'd taken while I'd been writing. I'd kind of taken a photo a day of myself. I was like, I wonder, you know, what I look like today.
What does it look like writing an album?
What does this despair look like? Or what does this kind of happiness look like? I think some of them were like expired film, and so some of them were weird. But then there was the one I ended up using stood out, and yeah, I loved it. I just thought it was such an awkward crop of the face, and it was quite imperfect. I had this look in my eyes that I couldn't quite determine, and I thought with the album title, it really worked well together. That tell me how you really feel, because it was quite kind of ambiguous and confused.
Even the placement of your name and the album title, it's almost like an afterthought, but it's also smack bang in the middle, like, of your forehead.
You know? Oh, yeah. There's that little blemish there on the film, so I thought I'd pop that there.